Let's begin on verse 5. Ready, begin. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Father, we pray now that you'd help us as we look at this subject of obtaining wisdom, that you would give us, Lord, power to preach tonight. May you draw us close because of your word tonight. May it find root, Lord, in the good soil of our hearts. May we determine to obey what the Bible says tonight, Lord, and we'll be careful to praise you for it. We pray again that you would bless, and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Just a quick review of our first two pages, and I know you should have that there. We looked at the learning or the rendering of wisdom. What is wisdom? And we looked at the fact that wisdom is not merely knowledge. We talked about how there's a earthly knowledge, a carnal knowledge. Our universities are filled with people who are filled with knowledge, but they don't have the wisdom to come in out of the rain, and all God's people said. And there is a godly wisdom, amen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 8:1 that knowledge puffeth up. And how many of us over the years have met somebody who thought he was something because he knew a whole lot of things? I know I have. I don't ever want to be that way. Knowledge puffeth up. So, but we talked about there, biblical wisdom is not rooted in theories and ideas, but rather in real world discernment and the correct practical application of knowledge. It's a big definition for saying this. Wisdom is knowing right and doing right. Amen? That's what wisdom is. And then we looked at the nature of wisdom. Wisdom is found within the Son of God. It's found within the Word of God. It's found within the fear of God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Amen? Then we looked at some of the benefits of wisdom. It brings happiness. It brings honor. It builds homes. Then we looked at the value of wisdom. It's precious. It's principle. It's pure. Last week, we looked not only at the learning, the rendering of wisdom, but the lack, the requiring of wisdom. Number one there, we looked at the condition. It says, if, that's a conditional promise. If, the inclusion, any, that's an inclusive word, any, that means it's available to any that would like it. The personalization, if any of you, not only is it available to any, but it's available personally to you, John Q. Christian or Jane Q. Christian, amen. You can have wisdom. Wisdom is not reserved for an elite class of Christian. It's not. It's available as long as you're a child of God. Amen. Wisdom is available to you. So then we looked at the realization. You have to realize that you lack wisdom. Amen. I'll tell you what, and again, I can just share personal illustrations. I wasn't a pastor very long until I realized that I needed God's wisdom. I needed God's wisdom. Boy, you deal with all kinds of people and personality types and different groups of people and you're trying to win the lost and you're trying to edify the saints and you're trying to motivate the saved to get out and to win the lost. And I'll tell you, God, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom. Give me wisdom how to deal with this person. Everybody's different. Amen? Some people need a push. Some people need a pat. And boy, God, give us wisdom. Amen. Give me wisdom. And you have to realize that you lack it. So we looked at the realization there. And a great quote here from John Phillips. He said, the word for lack is lapo. It means destitute, wanting, defective. If we are defective in wisdom, we will not know how to handle problems when they arise. And remember, folks, the context of asking for wisdom here is in the midst of the trying of your faith. That's when we need wisdom, amen? We need wisdom during that time. So then last week we looked at the lesson, the requesting of wisdom. We looked at the ancestry of wisdom. God is the source of all wisdom. God in wisdom created all things, and He set all things in order, and He sustains all things by His wisdom. And then we looked at the availability of wisdom. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. The spring of God's wisdom never dries up. You say, well, if I keep asking and asking and asking, eventually it's going to run out. We're talking about God here. Amen. He'll never run out of wisdom. And then we look lastly at the asking for wisdom. God tells the obedient child of God that if a lack of wisdom is realized, then it can be requested in prayer. Okay, so we're on the last page now. We've looked there at the lesson, the requesting of wisdom, the lack, the requiring of wisdom, the learning, the rendering of wisdom. Number four, let's look at the liberality, the receiving of wisdom. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. Okay? I've said, the only thing I want to be liberal in is my giving. In my receiving. I don't want to be a Bible liberal, except when it comes to giving. And receiving wisdom from God. Blank line there. When God's child is faced with circumstances which God uses not only to build patience and maturity, but also to reveal to that child that they are not self-dependent, but rather have need of wisdom. And that obedient child prays and asks God for wisdom. They are introduced to God's giving. I'll read that again. When God's child is faced with circumstances which God uses not only to build patience and maturity, we learned that in verses 3 and 4, but also to reveal to that child that they are not self-dependent. Hold your place there. How many of you realize when God brings trials into your life, by the way, you not only realize it, but you're glad you're not self-dependent. Trials, you know, trials have a way. Trials are like a furnace. Trials are like a smith's furnace. If you've ever seen silver or gold refined, they heat it up and heat it up and heat it up and heat it up, and they scoop the dross off. It's all the impurities that are in that gold and silver. And they put it off, and then they heat it up again. Well, I'll tell you, you found out if you've ever been in the fire that God scoops a lot of dross off of us. And listen, I'm glad for the times He has shown me, hey, if I could say it this way, I don't know how He talks to you. Hey, big boy, you're not quite as big as you think you are. Anybody remember Job? Remember Job pouring out his heart? You'd have poured out your heart too. He lost 10 children, all that he went through. But there came a point where God said, who do you think you're talking to? And He asked him 82 straight rhetorical questions. Those are questions that he already knew the answer to. He said, where were you when I made the earth? I don't recall seeing you there. Where were you when I made the mountains and the sea? And he went on and he asked all these. Listen, we're not self-dependent. We're God-dependent. Amen. And so you see there that these trials reveal that we're not only not self-dependent, but rather that we have need of wisdom. And that obedient child prays and asks God for wisdom. They are introduced to God's giving. Number one, under God's giving, the personality of God's giving. It's in verse 5. The personality. It says there, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. God gives liberally. God never ceases giving. It is His nature to give, even as it is the nature of the sun to send forth light and heat. And that's our God. He is the epitome of it is more blessed to give than to receive. Listen, I like when Christmas time came around as a kid, I've got to be honest with you, I really liked getting. Don't laugh like you're all visitors from heaven tonight. So did you, amen? You say, well, we didn't get anything when I was a kid. Well, bless your little heart, amen? You can get something now, amen? But the older I get, and especially having children, I've seen that that verse is true. It's more blessed to give. See the look on people's face when you can be a blessing to them. And not just at Christmas time, other times too. Amen. But this is God. God loves to give. It's His personality to give. Secondly, not only the personality of God's giving, the generosity of God's giving. That's what I was getting at before. The generosity of God's giving. I got ahead of myself. God gives liberally. God gives liberally. Well, I didn't have this in my notes, but hold your place there in James and go to Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. How many of you have ever heard that cliche, you can't outgive God? Boy, I've heard that. I've heard that all my Christian life. And I could tell you this, I've proved it too. I've proved it. Luke chapter 6. Look at verse 38. You want to see God's generosity? You want to see how God gives liberally? Look what He says here. He tells us, give. Okay, is that what He says? He says give. He tells you and I to give. We're to give our tithes, and all God's people said, that's 10% of your gross income, belongs to the Lord, it goes to the Lord's house. Amen. But then we're also to give offerings, mission offerings, amen. Sometimes special things will come up, projects. But we're also not only to just give our tithe, but we're to give our time to the Lord. We're to give our talents to the Lord. I've kidded. We had the privilege of meeting Al Smith. Al Smith is the compiler of the Living Hymns hymnal that we use. Wonderful, sweet, elderly man of God. And he just loved to sing. Matter of fact, he said this, people that can sing and won't sing ought to be sent to Sing Sing and made to sing. I like it. Amen. You know what he was really saying there? If God's given you a talent, use it for Him. Because God tells us to give. Give our time. Give our talents. Give our treasure. But here it says also, and it shall be given unto you. But He doesn't stop there. He says, good measure. Pressed down and shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured unto you. God's a liberal giver here. He says, not only am I, if you give, I'll give back to you, but we'll take that bag, instead of just pouring it in and then stopping, we'll shake it, we'll press it down, we'll give you much, much more than you ever get. That's God. That's God. Amen. He gives liberally. That word there, the Greek word is haplos. Haplos. And it has four different meanings here, adverbs. It means bountifully. Bountifully. That's the generosity of God's giving. God gives. Boy, have you ever thought how much God has blessed you? You know, if you can walk and talk, God has blessed you. If there is food in your cupboards, God has blessed you. If you could drive to church, God has blessed you. You're in church tonight in a free country. God has blessed you. Amen. His generosity, bountifully. Second bullet point there, not only bountifully, but sincerely. Without dissimulation, that's a great old English word, or self-seeking. It means just no self there. So bountifully and sincerely. Sincerely. God sincerely loves to give. He loves it. You know, there are times where I wish I had less bills. And all God's people said, you're like every day, Pastor. But I'm getting to that phase, and I hope it. And listen, I would love it if someone came along and said, Pastor, I'd like to pay for your house. I'd say, well, amen, glory to God. But not just so I could have not have a house payment, but that I could give. Could be a blessing to somebody when somebody says, boy, my car just broke down. I could literally just reach in and say, praise God, let me help you. Somebody said, oh, I got a flat. You know, you can't always do that, amen? Because we do have bills and you're supposed to pay your bills, and all God's people said. But boy, God, He just gives and gives and gives and gives. So bountifully, sincerely, next bullet point, generously. Copious bestowal. A great. Listen, God gives because it's who He is. It's not because He wants anything back. I learned a long time ago. I've asked Pastor Donald and I have talked to him. He said, preacher, do you ever loan out money to anybody? And I told him, I said, I'm careful because there's a lot of scammers out there. But I say, I never loan it. I give it. You know why? Because if I don't give it and I expect it to come back and it doesn't, you know what will happen to me? I'll get bitter. But God says, give and it shall be given unto you. Amen. He knows my heart. Amen. But here, God, He gives bountifully. He gives sincerely. He gives generously. Praise God for this. He gives simply. You know why He gives? Because it's who He is. But it's because we ask. Because we ask. Listen, if my boy is at the dinner table and he says, Daddy, can I have some macaroni and cheese? I'm not going to say, well, no, you can't have that. No. Of course, I want. Listen, he asked and I'm going to give it to him. Amen. Now, if he's asking for chocolate cake all the time, that's a different story. Amen. Because I eat the chocolate cake in our house. Amen. Number three, and boy, you want the verse on this? What kind of a giver is God? Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Hey, listen, God already gave us his son. Do you know what that tells me? There's no limit to the measure of his liberality in giving. Amen. There's none. So, next line there. So we had the personality of God's giving, the generosity of God's giving, the sympathy of God's giving. I love this. The sympathy of God's giving. Verse back to James chapter 1, verse 5. And it says, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. As I've said before, my children are 2 and 4. And let me tell you something. There comes a point, usually about 2 minutes after I get home in the evening. Sometimes it doesn't even take two, about 30 seconds sometimes. Uncle Joe, you experienced a little bit of it last night. Daddy? Daddy, can I have a drink? Daddy, drink, 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 daddy, daddy, drink, 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 daddy, daddy, can I have a drink? Daddy, daddy, drink, 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 daddy, drink, 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 drink. But you know, occasionally I get a little bit annoyed. I'll say, okay, buddy, I'll get it for you. And they'll just look at me like, well, chop, chop there, Dad. Amen. Get to work. Amen. Dad, did you know that God, looking at your outline here, God is not the least bit upset when His needy children continually come to His abundant storehouse and ask for wisdom. God is not the least bit upset when His needy children continually come to His abundant storehouse and ask for wisdom. And we give you the verses there, Matthew chapter 7. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And then it uses that verb. It says, he that asketh. It means a continual asking. He that knocketh, continually knocking. And then, if you would, there also Luke chapter 18. And he spake a parable unto them that men ought always to pray and not to faint. God is, listen, His sympathy when we come to Him and ask Him for wisdom, I think He's got an ear-to-ear smile that we come to Him and ask Him. We've recognized our need and we say, God, I'm lacking wisdom. Please, don't be upset at me for it. You know, I think about that. Do you remember the story of when Abraham bargained for Sodom? And he was talking to God, and he kept coming to God, and he, you know the story. He said, well, if there's 50 righteous there, would you spare it? He said, yeah. Well, if there's 45. But every time he came to God, he said, now, please, Lord, don't be angry with me for asking. Listen, I tell Abraham, he knows now, God's not angry when we ask. He's not the least bit angry. Amen. So look there, if you would, at the last point. We looked at the personality of God's giving, the generosity of God's giving, the sympathy of God's giving, and lastly, the dependability of God's giving. The dependability. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. And look at those last six words there. And it shall be given him. Mark it down. When God says shall, He means shall. Amen? Didn't He say the first time He ever used the word shall in your King James Bible? If you eat of that tree, thou shall surely die. So when God says shall, it will happen. So if you ask for wisdom, God delights to bestow wisdom to His asking child. And He's dependable. When you ask for it, He gives it to you. When you ask for it, He gives it to you. When you ask for it, He gives it to you. Haven't you found out? You went to God, you asked God for wisdom, and He gave it to you. Oh, I don't mean all your problems got solved, and God doesn't work that way, amen? But He gives us wisdom like He does for grace. He gives it to us in measure for the need. God, please, I need wisdom to make this decision. Please, God, I need wisdom. And then you said, well, I didn't make the decision. Well, God given you that wisdom to hold off, amen? God is so good. If you ask Him for wisdom, He'll give it. He says there, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. You know why we don't have more wisdom? Not enough asking. Not enough asking. Because He says, if you lack it, ask. And it that giveth to all men liberally. God just pours it out and pours it out and pours it out. Amen. And upbraideth not. He's not angry with us when we ask, and it shall be given. And Father, we love You. Thank You that we can come to You at any time and ask for wisdom. And to know that You hear us, God. Oh, sometimes You want us to deal with our own sin before we can ask for wisdom. Oh, but God, thank You that You hear us. Lord, thank You that we can come to You and bring our petitions unto You. We pray that You would bless now in our invitation time. And Lord, as the young people go home tonight, thank You for the wonderful crowd we had on the bus tonight. Lord, I pray that You please be with them. God, I pray that You would help us, Lord, to trust You. Lord, and to come to You and ask for wisdom. We love You and thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. How about page 613, ladies? 6